do it in just 4 days instead of five. Would you like something like that in this country? Or maybe this. A company in Thailand is now offering an interesting benefit to its employees. It's called Tinder Leave. That's where they give you paid time off to go on dates. Wow. 7 o'clock now. News and time. On the nose. W-R-J-N. Receive Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. The Justice Department makes this promise to senior Hamas leaders.
We will pursue the terrorists responsible for murdering Americans and those who illegally provide them with material support for the rest of their lives.
Attorney General Merrick Garland unsealing charges against the Hamas leaders over Americans killed in the October 7th attacks inside Israel and beyond. In Ukraine overnight, a Russian airstrike on the city of Lviv has left at least seven people dead. Also in Ukraine,
one of Ukraine's most recognizable faces on the international stage is submitting his resignation, Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. The war with Russia is at a critical stage. Yesterday saw one of Russia's deadliest missile attacks since the war began.
Cammie McCormick reporting some 50 people died in that attack. In Britain, an independent inquiry into the 2017 fire at the Grenfell Tower high-rise that left 72 people dead has just concluded that all of the deaths were avoidable. The report says dishonest companies, government inaction, and deficiencies in the fire service all share the blame. Criminal charges may follow. A judge has sentenced a Maryland man to 13 months in prison for making more than 12,000 threatening and harassing calls to dozens of members of Congress. CBS's Scott McFarland has more.
He's pleaded guilty. The sentencing from the Department of Justice was recommended to be 18 months. The judge handed down a sentence of 13 months in prison. But what stands out most, not just that this was a singularly prolific case, but that it's just one of the growing number of threat cases being handled by U.S. Capitol Police and by the U.S. Department of Justice.
Pope Francis is in Indonesia on a four-nation trip to the Asia Pacific. Speaking through an interpreter, the 87-year-old pontiff appealed for religious unity to counter extremism and intolerance.
The church wants to increase interreligious dialogue. In this way, prejudices can be eliminated and a climate of mutual respect and trust can grow.
In Britain, guitarist Brian May has revealed he recently suffered a minor stroke, telling fans in a video message.
The good news is that I can play guitar after the events of the last few days, and I say this because it was in some doubt.
There's been more rocking than rolling on overseas markets overnight after yesterday's sharp falls on Wall Street. Asian markets fell as much as 4%. European stocks are down slightly, and Wall Street, well, Dow futures are down 81. S&P futures down 21 ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We could learn more today about the 22-year-old Racine woman charged with homicide after a stabbing Monday. The woman, Sheeta Rhea Johnson, allegedly killed her 25-year-old boyfriend at a home on Howe near 17th. The victim was rushed to the hospital by friends and later flown to Milwaukee. He died during surgery. Racine police are urging anyone with information about the incident to come forward. A hit and run just across the state line Monday night led to the death of a horse. Lake County Sheriff's deputies were called to North Delaney Road in Wadsworth at around 9 Monday night. The driver of the vehicle, likely a pickup truck, didn't stop after hitting the horse, which was walking in the northbound lane. Despite a search for a rider and attempts to find the owner, the horse sustained fatal injuries and was euthanized. The investigation is still active. To combat basement flooding, Racine is offering $5,000 grants for sump pump installations. Applications open September 3rd for the first 100 eligible homeowners. The initiative aims to reduce stormwater entering the sewer system. Mayor Corey Mason says the program has environmental and home protection benefits. There's more about the program on the city's website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts! The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant has slashed prices to the lowest they've ever been. Over 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on all stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Matt LaFleur says Green Bay can get off to a good start this week.
This is a great stage to be on. We're going to be the only game on in the world, and you get to go do it in a place that's never been done before. So it's a great opportunity for our guys to go out there and show what they're all about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 77 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 62 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 84 with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
The only choice I make when it comes to clothing is, does it still fit me? I don't know if you've had an opportunity to fat out of clothes. That's a special feeling. Watershed moments in your life, right? When you hold your newborn child or you fat out of a t-shirt. It's amazing because you don't even go to the obvious conclusion. You're like, well, this sure used to fit. I haven't grown since I was a teenager. Oh, I'm a fat ass. Well, time for a burrito. The best is when you pack for a trip and you fat out of clothes, but you don't realize until you get there. You sit there and you go, well, I guess I could wear that as long as I don't breathe out or sit down. I still have all the clothes that don't fit me. They're in my closet in case I have a dramatic weight loss over a weekend. It's ridiculous. It's like I'm curating an exhibit of my weight gain. Well, that suit was from 30 pounds ago, and that sweater was from last winter, and this shirt never fit. Have you done that? Have you bought clothes that don't fit, thinking that'll be the incentive to lose weight? It's like, well, I've only gained weight for the last 40 years. Maybe this shirt will turn it around. How'd you lose weight? I bought a shirt.
Goes on, the beat goes on, drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain, la-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da, Charleston was once the rage of home. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
supermodel. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
Hey, guess what we've got coming up for you this morning? Yeah, free dog night tickets. You can win them this morning right here at WRJN.
Long as I remember dream been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground.
Smile, looks out of place. another girl, seeming like I'm having fun. Although she may be cute, she's just a substitute to God. You're the permanent one. So take a good look at my face. Oh, you'll see my smile.
Of My Tears, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Esquire magazine ranked all 53 of Tom Hanks' live-action movies. Any guesses to know what the top 10 were? All right, don't guess. I'll tell you. Number 10 was The Post. Remember that about the Washington Post newspaper? Number 9, a very good movie, A League of Their Own. Castaway, number 8. Bridge of Spies, number 7. Forrest Gump, 6. Preceded by Splash, Big, Apollo 13. Captain Phillips came in second place. I'm surprised. And number 1, Saving Private Ryan. But my favorite Tom Hanks movie didn't make the top 10. You know what that movie is? Yeah. My favorite Tom Hanks film is The Burbs. Nobody likes that. Nobody puts that on their list. But what a funny movie. What a crazy neighborhood he moved into in that film, The Burbs. One of his earlier films from the early 80s. Funny, funny movie. And 717 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance. Plus, personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illnesses live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Hispanic Heritage Day, presented by Aurora Healthcare, returns on September 22nd. Be there for a celebration of Hispanic culture and get a special Brewers t-shirt when you purchase a community night ticket. Get yours at brewers.com/community nights. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they
Crosby, Stills, Nash, Teach Your Children. Hey, coming up right after the Four Seasons, we've got Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. It's 7:24 now here at WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Sherry, Sherry.
It's 727 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Right now, it's time for Paul Harvey.
Now, the rest of the story. At this moment, beside me on this desk is an elaborate floor plan of a large and elaborate building, massive rooms appearing like a multitude of tiny compartments, hallways, door openings, looking like the pathways of an inescapable maze. Letters and numbers designating each room might otherwise be a complex code that only a computer could crack. But there, over here, right in the middle of this intricate design, right smack in the middle, is the representation of what appears to be a solitary chamber. Well, that room is the rest of the story. The building suggested by the floor plan I've just described is a reality today, and so is that chamber. The building is a shining edifice called the United States Capitol, and the chamber is a storage room for one of the most remarkable pieces of carpentry in American history, a simple piece of pine wood furniture covered with aging black cloth, a catafalque, a funeral bier, which was hastily constructed in April of 1865 following the death of President Abraham Lincoln. Well, since Lincoln, 23 prominent American citizens have lain in state in the Capitol Rotunda, but the catafalque supporting their coffins has always been the same. And that funeral bier has always been stored in the same room in the sub-basement of the Capitol building, directly beneath the zenith of the Capitol Dome itself. In other words, that storage chamber is the precise geographical heart of the building. And in that sense, the heart of the city of Washington. The room was planned for more than a quarter century before the Capitol was built. Congress knew that the room would be there, and what it would be like, and what it would be used for. In 1799, they knew, though the construction of the rotunda was not finished until 1824. In fact, five more years were needed to complete the entire center section of the Capitol building. But Washington planners had always known there would be a special chamber directly beneath the Capitol dome. 7 by 2.5 foot catafalque stored therein has borne the caskets of some of the biggest names in American history. Not all of the presidents, Garfield, McKinley, Harding, Taft, thus lay in state, Kennedy, Hoover, and Eisenhower, and Johnson, and there were military VIPs, Admiral Dewey and Generals Pershing and MacArthur, and the unknown soldiers of the big wars. You may have forgotten that Senators Dirksen and Humphrey lay in state in the Capitol Rotunda, and FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover. But on each occasion, the same funeral bier bore the dignitaries' coffins, the same one that was built for Abe Lincoln, and that catafalque has always been safe-kept in the same room in the basement under the dome. Now, originally, there was to have been a 10-foot hole in the rotunda floor so that visitors could actually see down into the chamber below. For you see, that chamber was never originally intended to house a piece of furniture. It was designed as a final resting place, the tomb of General George Washington, President George Washington himself. Congress declared it so. And yet, since the father of his country had expressed a desire to be buried at Mount Vernon, government officials have yet to summon the nerve to exhume him and contradict him indeed. And so in Mount Vernon, Washington's remains remain. His Capitol building crypt awaits him still. But in keeping with our Americanism, I've been wondering, is it really not more fitting after all that at the heart of our nation's capital is not the remains of a past patriot, not some dead and buried symbol of the American dream, but instead and utterly appropriately, an open and empty tomb? Now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story. Hey, it's 7:31 now. Let's check news of the morning on this Wednesday.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We could learn more today about the 22-year-old Racine woman charged with homicide after a stabbing Monday. The woman, Sheeta Rhea Johnson, allegedly killed her 25-year-old boyfriend at a home on Howe near 17th. The victim was rushed to the hospital by friends and later flown to Milwaukee. He died during surgery. Racine police are urging anyone with information about the incident to come forward. A hit-and-run just across the state line Monday night led to the death of a horse. Lake County Sheriff's deputies were called to North Delaney Road in Wadsworth at around 9 Monday night. The driver of the vehicle, likely a pickup truck, didn't stop after hitting the horse, which was walking in the northbound lane. Despite a search for a rider and attempts to find the owner, the horse sustained fatal injuries and was euthanized. The investigation is still active. To combat basement flooding, Racine is offering $5,000 grants for sump pump installations. Applications open September 3rd for the first 100 eligible homeowners. The initiative aims to reduce stormwater entering the sewer system. Mayor Corey Mason says the program has environmental and home protection benefits. There's more about the program on the city's website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Plenty of Wisconsin communities still struggle trying to find broadband access, but boy, when it arrives, it can be like magic. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Brittany Beyer is keeping an eye on things. She's a University Extension Specialist in Community Economic Development in Rhinelander. She's also on the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access. That started back in 2020, and she says, well, for many communities, progress may seem slow. When broadband access arrives, it's a game changer.
Housing values go up by about 10%. Educational opportunities for all of your students becomes a level playing field. So if you can attract people to live in rural communities because there is equitable access and people can work from home and people can run their businesses from anywhere, it really becomes an amplifier.
Brittany Beyer, University Extension Specialist in Community Economic Development in Rhinelander, also on the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access. She reminds those communities that are still waiting for broadband access that Wisconsin will end up getting $1.1 billion in funding to bring high-speed internet across all of its residents by the end of the decade.
Steffes Group has been in the business of marketing farm, construction, transportation equipment, and farm real estate at public auctions for over 60 years. With locations across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region of the United States, their team is readily equipped to handle any of your auction needs. Sell with confidence, knowing that their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a representative near you and discuss your options for selling with Steffes today.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
And today marks the beginning of Wisconsin's bear hunting season. It'll run now until October 4th. Randy Johnson, the DNR large carnivore specialist, says Wisconsin actually is home to a thriving bear population, estimated at more than 26,000 animals. The resident bear population covers more than half the state, primarily in the forested regions in northern and central Wisconsin, but continuing to see a slow southward expansion as well. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Wednesday. More always available at MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 77 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 62 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 84 with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
My mother has an extremely weird relationship with the phone. Every time this woman calls me, two things happen. Number one, it's her last day on Earth. And number two, she can't for the life of her figure out how to hang up the phone. So every single call I get from this woman goes something like this. Hi, Becky, sweetheart, it's Mommy. You better come see me soon. I have arthritis. I don't know how long it's gonna be. All right, sweetheart, I love you. Bye. And then you actually hear this. Yeah.
through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
News and timeless hits at WRJN, Diana Ross and the Supremes and Reflections. What was the biggest letdown when you became an adult? Some of the more popular answers were having to pay for everything. Absolutely. Missing your summer vacation. How about the first time you're out of school and you actually had to work all summer long, huh? And all about the stress and cost that comes with owning a house, too. No, I think having to pay for everything. When I was a kid, my parents had a bottomless wallet. So I thought, anyway. 7:40 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits with the Archies.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. Of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
Like that anymore, do they? The Archies and Sugar Sugar. They had a couple of hit songs, the Archies, I think. Hey, speaking about hit songs, Three Dog Night is coming to play their hits and more at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan coming up September 12th. You want to win tickets? You can. I've got a pair to give away in the next hour right here at WRJN. Lady Madonna, WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen here at 7:45. On your Wednesday morning, it's hump day. We're halfway to a weekend. This was a short weekend. We're already heading toward the weekend. You ever go camping? All right. I went camping once when I was 11 years old. I went with the fifth grade class, and we really went camping. We didn't bring anything with us except drink, and that's it. There was nothing. We wanted to start a fire. I don't know if the fathers that came along actually had matches or not, but it didn't matter because it rained and everything was wet. But anyway, yeah, that was real camping. But does camping even exist anymore? A survey found 83% of us take our gadgets along when we go camping. 41% of people wouldn't even go if they couldn't take their cell phones with them. Here are the most common tech-related things we do while supposedly camping out in the wild. Our phones to check our weather. Googling stuff to do in the area, reading the news, posting photos on social media, using GPS when you go on hikes. Oh, that makes it real difficult. Eh? Streaming music on your phone or iPad, listening to the radio on your phone. That's okay. Playing video games, streaming movies to watch together, and ordering food to your campsite. One of the most top annoying things about going camping, according to the poll, was when you're out roughing it in the wild, slow internet.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
want a sheet on your
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Want a sheet on
your, or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Want a sheet on your,
maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at The Personal Touch by Julie. Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. Just in time for Grandparents' Day this Sunday, they deliver beautiful handcrafted arrangements right to your doorstep. The Personal Touch by Julie boasts unparalleled floral design stemming from family traditions on the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the
sun goes down, you can make it, make it good and live by. When I bad people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
His mother named him Mungo. Mungo Jerry at WRJN. 7:53 with Simon and Garfunkel.
Sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Escaping home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Local news and timeless hits. Homeward Bound. Simon and Garfunkel. WRJN. Well, according to this study here, the average NFL fan will watch nearly 18 hours of commercials this season on TV compared to just 6 hours, 26 minutes of actual game action. This is why we tell you, don't watch the game on TV. Listen to it on the radio right here at WRJN. And coming up this Friday night, Philadelphia takes on the Packers in Brazil. How about that, huh? Our game is sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Artie and Jensen, Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. And by Martin Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. So instead of watching all those commercials on TV, just listen to the game on the radio. You'll enjoy it more right here at WRJN, all right?
Don Rosen.
Moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural. Everybody here is out of sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine, a natural sight.
Dancing in the Moonlight, local news in Tampa sits here at WRJN. So the other day, my wife and son and I went out to get a rare fast food lunch. We rarely go out to get fast food, but we did. And they got all three orders wrong. What are the chances of that? Nobody got the right order. They were close, but no cigar on that. But I brought my onion rings home. And the next day, I had my onion rings and I put them in the microwave. And you can imagine what they tasted like in the microwave. Here are some foods that don't do well in the microwave besides onion rings, all right?